On the first morning of camp, a handful of young teenagers psych themselves up to take on a high ropes course 30 feet off the ground.
I want to do that because I'm a daredevil, but I'm prepared
for it. Yeah, I mean, I think everyone can do it.
One by one, the campers climb up to reach the ropes. Some race across the obstacles while others freeze up, scared by the heights.
I am class A, terrified for my life.
Some conquer the course in 15 minutes, others take an hour. But in the end, they all scream with exhilaration as they race down the long zip line at the end. In early July, 20 campers came out for 5 days and 4 nights to the first ever Camp Quest Kansas City. They canoed in a lake, swam in the pool, went fishing, basically doing everything kids do at camps everywhere. But Camp Quest Kansas City isn't a YMCA or scout camp. It's designed for kids from atheist, agnostic, or free thought backgrounds. Parent and volunteer David Spake says that too often, even non-religious camps make assumptions about religion by leading prayers or non-denominational worship services.
So you think, well, that's no big deal, but it is for some people.
Spake says he was excited that Camp Quest could provide an alternative experience for his daughter Avery.
Being just a child in school and having parents who are atheists or humanists, and the children tend to grow up more critically asking questions about a religion, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of kids who feel threatened by that. And as a result, like my daughter, she's been ostracized a bit at school where we live at because she's asking hard questions.
Camp Quest is a national organization that's helped organize secular camps around the country since 1996. But this is the first year for a camp in Kansas City. It's for kids ages 8 to 17. Like all Camp Quests, the Kansas City version focuses on science and problem solving, and it offers campers a chance to think about big issues and ask tough questions in a daily discussion called the Socrates Cafe.
So the first day we did What is Knowledge, and then we had Frank, our special guest.
It's early in the afternoon, and the 20 campers sit in a big circle along with counselors in the air-conditioned Main Lodge building. Pool time is next, so the kids are wearing swimsuits under their t-shirts. One camper wears a goatee made out of black electrical tape. Camp Quest's national executive director, Amanda Metzkes, runs a poll to decide on the day's discussion topic.
What is life? What is nature? What is the mind?
Typical topics include separation of church and state, or what is knowledge. Today's nominations include aliens and time travel. After the young campers vote, Metzkes announces the winning topic.
All right, I think pretty clearly we have 9 votes for death. It's a weird sentence. And pretty low votes for everything else. So I think that our topic today is going to be what is death.
So for the next hour, the campers talk unflinchingly about the meaning and significance of death.
The thought of living forever is more scary than dying to me, because living forever is you see all of your friends die, and then your next friends, and then your next friends. It will never end. You'll always wonder what's next.
It's an intense discussion. Several campers cry talking about the death of pets or grandparents. One young camper says it's hard for him to understand why life is like this. But once the hour's over, the kids get up, wipe away the tears, and head out for the pool. While the campers do cannonballs, Amanda Metzkes stays behind to talk a little about Camp Quest. As the executive director of the national organization, Metzkes spends a lot of time at summer camp. She says activities like the Socrates Cafe are designed to teach thinking skills.
It's not the case that the adults know the answers and that they're trying to get the kids to come up with some answer that the adults already have in mind. It's a place where everyone becomes better questioners and better thinkers together.
Metzkes studied political science and psychology in college, and she's co-written a book about free-thinking parenting. But she says she learned camp counseling on the job during her 10 years with Camp Quest. According to Metzkes, death is not one of the more common Socrates Cafe topics, but it does come up from time to time. And part of Camp Quest is creating a safe space for this kind of discussion.
No one wants to talk to kids about this in a serious way because it's scary. You know, it's scary for adults to talk about it because, you know, we lose our cool a little bit. And it's also, there's a sense that, you know, nobody wants to kind of bring up a topic that's difficult. But not talking about it is worse. You know, then kids are left sort of dealing with these issues by themselves. And getting the sense that it's not okay to ask questions, or it's not okay to say anything about the stuff that's going on in their lives.
Out by the pool, camper Amelia ranks the philosophical discussions among her favorite camp activities.
Well, I think they're a really nice time to see and hear what other people think when you don't normally get to see or hear them a lot. Because like they're boys and, you know, girls and boys are separated in the cabins and stuff, and so you get to hear their opinions more. So it's really fun to hear what they have to say.
Camp Quest has occasionally drawn controversy. Back in April, Joe Davidson, the founder of Oklahoma Joe's barbecue chain, stopped a Camp Quest fundraiser while it was taking place at his Tulsa restaurant. He says he hadn't been informed that the fundraiser was for a secular camp. Camp Quest Oklahoma says it had been clear with the restaurant about its mission statement. Amanda Metzger says that more frequently, Camp Quest has problems finding places to host camp. Local groups typically rent space at campgrounds, but they're sometimes denied permission when they tell campground owners what the camp is all about. Local president Lindsay Burns says she had trouble finding a welcoming campsite in Kansas City.
I did have one person who, he asked me if I was an atheist, and when I told him that I was an atheist, he actually told me that he wouldn't have any animals sacrificing on his land and hung up on me.
Ultimately, Camp Quest found a home at Wildwood Education Center, about an hour south of Kansas City. Each day at Camp Quest ends around the campfire. The fire pit overlooks a small lake, which shimmers with an orange light in the setting sun. As the temperature drops a few degrees, volunteer Sarah Hargreaves leads the campers through camp songs. After the sun sets and the singing ends, parent David Spake tells the story of the emperor's new clothes to the curious campers.
And he's completely naked.
Like no underwear?
No underwear, no nothing.
Oh my goodness! Put the pants on him!
Spake hopes that campers like his daughter will leave Camp Quest with the feeling that they're not the only ones asking tough questions about the world around them.
Having a camp where she can come and ask those questions and know that she's not going to get ostracized, that everybody else is asking those questions and more, really gives her a chance to expand, to grow, to feel comfortable with who she is.
Campers Jacob and Anna Sophia say Camp Quest has introduced them to like-minded kids.
Just meeting people that are so similar but look like everybody else out in the world. I mean, they at least are willing to open up themselves once you get to know them, and then they're willing to help you out.
The biggest surprise is probably how open a lot of the people here are. You know, you wouldn't think you'd get so close to people you've only known for a few days, but I knew I would come and make some friends, but I didn't think that, like, everybody here would become my friend, or at least it feels like it.
Local Camp Quest organizers say they're already making plans for summer 2014. For Casey Currents, I'm Alex Smith.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. You better not touch. Poison ivy, poison ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around. She's pretty as a daisy, but look out, man, she's crazy. She'll really do you in if you let her get under your skin. Poison ivy, poison ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a-creeping around. Measles will make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool you, and whooping cough will cool you. But poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch. Gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound the minute you start to mess around. Poison ivy, poison ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around. Measles make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox
mouth will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool ya, and whooping cough can cool ya.
The poison of the Lord will make you itch.
You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound the minute you start to mess around.
Poison.
Around.